USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect. 77-0 across Indiana and Ohio. In an effort to hit back at inflation in America, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise its money rate by a half percentage point today. The Fed is also expected to announce the start of a program to wind down its roughly $9 trillion balance sheet by $95 billion a month starting in June. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IU daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
One of President Biden's leadership decisions was to stop construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Now, as the illegal infiltration at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Tim Berg reports on more numbers.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas being the two busiest sectors for gotaways.
Chief Justice Roberts on a draft leak concerning Roe v. Wade yesterday, quote, "To the extent this betrayal of the confidence of this court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed," end quote. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Trump endorsed Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance, won the Ohio primary election overnight. He will be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Mr. Vance last night after the win.
I have absolutely got to thank the 45th, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen. One, for giving us an example of what could be in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Remember 2019 when wages were going up and not down? Remember 2019 when workers were doing well in this country, not struggling terribly? Thanks to the president for everything, for endorsing me. And I got to say, a lot of the fake news media out there, and there are some good ones in the back there. There's some bad ones, too, let's be honest. But they wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell called out President Biden for spending COVID-19 funds on unrelated projects. While speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky lawmaker said the legacy of Biden's nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan is pickleball amenities and ski slopes, and advancing critical race theory at public schools by funding staff programs that trained educators on all the latest woke buzzwords, and of course, inflation. That falls squarely on President Biden's leadership. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.